The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Knows why not.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, September 24th. This is episode 1749. John, Brian, and Dalton will be here in a minute. He's not here yet, but he'll be here.
He's taking care of business.
He's just running a little late. I think I saw him, but he's, you know, getting coffee and that kind of stuff. This Friday, Oakland's at Blackman on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU travels to Kennesaw State Saturday, 3:30 p.m. is airtime. Vanderbilt hosts Utah State. Tennessee is at Ole Miss. Titans at Houston. All this weekend coming up. And we are proud to announce America's Thrift Stores, now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard
now
in Murfreesboro.
Open?
Now open. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. You can start thrifting today. Visit americathrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. So there you go. Congratulations to the opening of America's Thrift Stores.
So all of those MTSU students, head over. I mean, you can get stuff on the cheap.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people there. Dalton, probably check it out.
I will be there. Maybe not today, but I'll probably be there this weekend.
I don't know if I'd want to go today. It'd probably be packed.
Well, we've kind of, Sundays has kind of become our thrifting day.
Oh,
after
really?
After lunch, we'll go and hit Goodwill or something. But I love a thrift store.
Do you take off from everything after church service on Sunday? I mean, it's like...
I try to.
Shut everything down?
I try to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Brian can't do that because he's got, you know, things he's got to do for the upcoming week.
Well, I work Fridays and Saturdays. So Sunday afternoon is really my weekend.
It's family day.
I mean, it's from noon on, that's my weekend.
Does Linda go into a nursery at church?
She does.
She's doing well?
She's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never had any problems, really.
It'd be bad, you know, you're up there preaching and, you know. number 27, isn't that how they do it? They do it at New Vision?
No. At our campus, they just come and get you.
Okay.
They just come and, like, tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda's having a bad day.
You know, sometimes...
But that doesn't happen often.
Sometimes babies don't like other people. They just want the people who look like their mom and dad, who they've been around.
But Linda's not that way.
She's really not.
Yeah.
That was my point. She does well with just
everybody.
So, Grandpa,
she's really the perfect baby, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except the time she cried at your house last week. No, just,
oh, that's every week.
Oh.
Well, wouldn't you cry, too, if you were looking at him?
Whoa.
I remember those days.
I would think the dogs would be a problem, but they're not a problem for her.
No.
Yeah.
They're really good around her, actually.
She gets overstimulated when too much is going on. And so...
Can't go to sleep. So that irritates her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
I think it's the little mobile thing that spins around that's on her little crib area when she's going to sleep. Having it
now
on.
Now, you don't have a crib for her, do you?
What is that thing called?
It's called a bassinet.
What I have?
Mm-hmm.
But it also...
You have a big bassinet. We got you a big one.
But it'll also turn into, like, what we used to call a playpen.
Yes. So yours is a bassinet playpen.
So later
combo.
On, when she gets to walking and stuff, you'll put it...
Or you take whatever's at the top level and just move it down.
Oh, you got a nice one.
Yeah.
That's pretty
it
nice.
It was on sale.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice little piece of furniture there. Is it in the living room?
It's in the Rutherford Weather Studio.
Oh, it is.
It's really funny. You see a
so
picture.
He's
it's
working.
Like all of this equipment, and then it's just
he's working while she's trying to sleep, right? I mean,
probably. Yeah.
Is that what you do? Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
That's what I do on my work from home days.
But it's probably most of the time it's trying to keep the binky in her mouth, and she doesn't want it because she's crying. But then she'll get to sleep and close her eyes, and then she'll open them, and then it's like. So
she has learned that
she's doing that to keep herself awake. I think
it's far more effective. She doesn't cry a ton. She's learned that it's far more effective to just scream. Like, she doesn't cry really. She just screams at the top of her lungs, like,
hey,
like
you.
Something's wrong.
Hey, you, do you see me here?
Yeah, it's basically that. But yeah. I mean, it's not like, wah! It's literally just like screaming, blood curdling scream.
My watch has a setting on it, so it'll give me a warning if you're in a loud environment. It'll
of course
say,
it does.
It'll say, you know, whatever.
Mine does as well.
The decibel level is above a certain thing. Well, last Wednesday, the decibel level was at 90.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Dalton, because you used to buy old cheap watches and stuff. And
this is an old cheap Apple Watch. It's a used one. So.
Well, okay, then I'll take that back. You're still the same old Dalton I know. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows drop to 67. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The New York Yankees clinched a playoff berth, getting two runs bottom of the ninth to beat the White Sox 3-2, and the Yanks in the AL East division are just a game back of the first-place Blue Jays, who lost at home 4-1 to Boston. The New York Mets got a two-run homer top of the eighth and won 9-7 at the Cubs, who've lost five straight. The Mets lead the Reds by one game for the final NL wildcard spot. Cincinnati's five-game winning streak ended with a loss at home 4-2 to Pittsburgh. St. Louis sent San Francisco to another defeat, 9-8 with two runs in the ninth. The Padres shut out Milwaukee 7-0, and the Pods are just a game and a half back at first place LA in the NL West. The Dodgers were beaten, giving up two runs bottom of the ninth at Arizona, 5-4 Diamondbacks. Seattle won its fifth straight, clinching a playoff berth, 4-3 over Colorado with a three-run double bottom of the eighth. Houston lost. Cleveland beat Detroit 5-2. Those two tied for first in the AL Central.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. 90. Yep. Manage your account at MTE.com or on the MyMTE app.
I didn't even know they had electricity 90 years ago.
I didn't either. That's going back a long way for me, even me. But anyway.
I mean, I guess 90 years ago was only 1930.
Could I ask something before we go into the
1935
good neighbor of the day?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting a cake or anything here this year for my 69th birthday.
We really, the first few years of the show, we went all out for birthdays. We did like special shows and we had call in and we have not done that in a long time for anyone.
I mean, I brought a peanut butter cup Oreo. I mean, for myself and you guys, I gave them to y'all, but nothing. Okay, well,
I've got a little bag with some chips in it if you want.
Well, your birthday fell on a weekend this year.
Oh, okay. So if you have a weekend birthday, you don't
exist. Yeah, it doesn't count.
Okay, well, that explains that. Our good neighbor of the day.
I have never gotten a cake for my birthday on the show. I want to clarify. I've never received a cake, and it's 8 years now.
I've got to do song of the day. I forgot.
No, that's true.
The song's about fall. These are the Kinks. This ought to be good.
It's all part of my autumn almanac.
Maybe not.
Breeze blows leaves of the musty color jello.
The Kinks are a good rock group, but this is not going to do it for me.
Yes, 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 it's my autumn almanac. Friday evening.
I wonder how you come up with words for that. Wow. That's the song of the day. That's the Kinks with Autumn Almanac. Okay, y'all have the same reaction I have.
I think we've kind of exhausted our fall songs.
Yeah, maybe so. Diane Turnham is today's good neighbor of the day for all she does for MTSU Athletics and being a wonderfully generous person. Diane Turnham's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Get some to us here as well. So pretty easy to do. You can also, we just need a name, address, phone number, and a sentence why. However you can get it here. You can even call, talk to Melissa later on this morning. We'll take it from you. Also birthdays, anniversaries, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. The number 615-893-1450.
Well, today's a holiday that I will be celebrating because it's my favorite ice cream flavor. It is National Cherries Jubilee Day.
Boy, that would go good on a National Biscuit because it's National Biscuit Month.
I bet Cherry Jubilee ice cream on a biscuit would be incredible.
I bet it would, too.
Oh, like a warm biscuit with a scoop of Cherry Jubilee on top. Mmm.
Wow. Picked a bad time to go on my low-carb diet, that's for sure. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew, including, let's see, what have we got here? A CBS News update. Stay with us, 624.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. Not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. Former Tennessee House Speaker Glenn Cassata has been sentenced to 36 months in federal prison. A federal grand jury indicted Cassata and his former aide, Cade Cothran, for involvement in a bribery and kickback conspiracy related to political matters in 2022. In May, a jury found them both guilty in connection with the scheme, and though a new trial was requested, it was not granted. Cassata has been ordered to pay a $30,000 fine, and following his imprisonment, he'll be on supervised release for 1 year. Tennessee has joined a group of 26 other states urging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn what they call unconstitutional gun laws banning possession of common magazines. The bans are being challenged in two separate cases, one out of Washington State, the other from California. The coalition of states argues that these bans violate the Second Amendment and the magazines cannot be banned and are essential firearm components, they say, in widespread use by law-abiding citizens. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
You may have received some rain overnight. Forecasters say showers are possible across most of the state today as well. Several areas received flash flood warnings overnight, but no serious damage has been reported, according to the National Weather Service in Nashville. Stay with this local station for weather alerts around the clock. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. In-N-Out Burger coming to Murfreesboro
coming
very
soon. I'm excited.
I've talked to a young lady that's from California and a young gentleman, very young. They were from California, and they said they can't wait.
And a lot of people I've talked to got a little burned because they were really excited for Whataburger, and Whataburger just kind of is a normal tasting fast food hamburger. In-N-Out is not the same. I promise. It's different. It's better. It's still a fast food hamburger, but it's really, really good.
So what is it?
It's a burger.
What is the difference, though?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
What is the difference in In-N-Out, and why is it going to be such a big thing? What's so special?
I mean, what's the difference between Steak and Shake and McDonald's?
Well, I'm asking you to compare.
I think In-N-Out is the best fast food burger, like in terms of the way it tastes.
Better than Five Guys.
Well, Five Guys I don't count as fast food. That's a sit-down restaurant.
Okay. Oh, okay.
If you don't have a drive-thru, you're not a fast food restaurant.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And if it takes 20 minutes to get
my
food.
But the burger itself, Dalton Barrett, is a Five Guys burger better, the same, or not as good as an In-N-Out burger?
Probably pretty
close. If you didn't say it was a fast food.
They're pretty close. It's cheaper. I can tell you that much. Five Guys is expensive.
I don't know. Wait till we get on Medical Center Parkway and you pay those prices of rent there.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Of course, they build their own.
They built their own building. Yeah. But a Five Guys is like $10 for a burger, and that's not including fries and a drink. So
my granddaughter's been to California and had an In-N-Out burger, and she loves it.
It's very good.
So she doesn't even like hamburgers.
I mean, it's still a fast food hamburger, but their seasoning's really good. Their meat is good quality. I'd actually say if it's comparable to any burger, it's pretty comparable to Jack Brown's. It's a good burger.
Pretty good compliment there, isn't it?
It's a good burger.
Yeah,
I'm a fan. I was going to say, you know, it's National Cherry Jubilee Day. That's my favorite ice cream flavor. What is yours?
Favorite ice cream
flavor? You got to pick one ice cream flavor. We'll say other than the normal ones, like other than just chocolate and vanilla and strawberry. Like, what's your favorite weird?
Oh, you really ruined that, my favorite one.
Well, like outside of the box,
weirder. Bluebell cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is hard to beat. You get those little, like, that Oreo cream in there. Mm.
If you can ever get a good... I had from Marble Slab a birthday cake ice cream.
That's Megan's favorite. Good. Megan loves good. Birthday cake.
Yeah. And they used to have a birthday cake blizzard that was really good, but I don't know that they're at Dairy Queen, but I don't know if they're still making those or not right now.
I had a weird one. The ice cream place attached to Puckett's, Patty Jane Creamery, they had two flavors. I tried one of them and I didn't love it. I thought I was gonna. They had a... peanuts and Coke flavored ice cream.
It didn't like
it. And it was Coke flavored ice cream with peanuts in it. And it didn't really taste like peanuts and Coke to me. So I wound up going with the, they had a caramel apple butter ice cream that was very, very good. So
you sampled to see whether you liked it.
They give you a little spoon and.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to be careful about that, about sampling, because sometimes the more you eat of something, the better the flavor.
That's true.
Attracts you.
That's true.
You know?
It was a limited flavor, but they had a lavender flavored ice cream there once. It was lavender and honey, and it was really good.
I wouldn't even have gotten that.
Well, so. I tried it, and I liked it, so I got it.
That's what I like about you, though. You try things.
I like weird things.
Speaking of weird things, Brian, are you ready for Today in History?
If you are.
All right, let's do it.
Turn never even gave security. His favorite ice cream.
What's your favorite ice cream, Brian?
Peach.
That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. Peaches and cream. I like peach
Where
ice cream.
Where do you find a good peach ice cream, though? Who has that? I mean,
I think Bluebell's got one.
I think they do. Yeah,
okay,
they do.
My problem is finding that flavor.
They have a peach cobbler, what they call peach cobbler.
Yeah, but that's good. Mm-hmm. Does it have a little doughy stuff in it and stuff?
It has like crust.
Yeah. They have a blackberry cobbler that's really good, too.
Mm. I need to get out more. 1952, the American fast food restaurant chain KFC opens its first franchise in Salt Lake City.
Announcing the Portable Sunday Dinner by Colonel Sanders. He cooks up Kentucky Fried Chicken in his kitchen, then packs it up in his handy bucket.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Commercials used to suck.
The best meal well, of the week. Well, this was Kentucky Fried Chicken back then, and we're talking about 1952. Okay, well, Colonel, 1960 probably. 1957, Jailhouse Rock single released by Elvis Presley. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. In 1958, Donna Reed show premieres on ABC. I used to love that show. I used to watch it with my mama. 1968, 60 Minutes premieres on CBS TV. In 1976, newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst sentenced to 7 years for her part in a 1974 bank robbery, released after 22 months by U.S. President Jimmy Carter. 1977, the first broadcast of The Love Boat on ABC.
Exciting and new.
In 2007, The Big Bang Theory, created by Chuck Lorre, starring Johnny Galecki, Jim Parsons, and Kaylee Cuoco, premieres on CBS. Brandon Brooks standing by with more. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 24th, 1975.
Identification.
The release of the conspiracy thriller.
Condor.
3 Days of the Condor.
Section's been hit.
Starring Robert Redford.
I'm not a field agent. I just read books.
And Faye Dunaway.
Your assignment for today was to go out and kidnap a girl.
September 24th, 1983. Billy Joel hits the top of the singles chart with... And September 24th, 1991.
I'm so happy.
Nirvana released their landmark album... Nevermind, bringing Seattle's grunge music scene into the mainstream. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows drop to 67. And then still chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Starting to pick up with more traffic volume as we check it out live on 24 westbound. As you come up past Bell Road through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, it's on the increase with that volume down I-40, especially leaving Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, headed on over into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For over 78 years, WGNS has been giving you the local news and events that happen in this community. We still do it. Thanks for tuning in. You've heard us talking about beekeeping on the radio and how it's getting more and more popular. You need to attend the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meeting. That's on the first Monday of each month at 7 o'clock in the evening, first Monday. The next one is Monday, October the 6th. Oh yes, St. Luke's Catholic Church is having their International Fall Festival. That's on Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th. St. Luke Catholic Church is on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. We Remember You, a dementia caregiver support group that meets on the second Tuesday of each month at the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's on Willow Oak Trail, just down from the Avenue of Murfreesboro. Now don't forget the Puppy Plunge is this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free. Bring your pups, and they'll enjoy a cool-off in the Sportscom outdoor pool. Again, it's free this Saturday morning at 10 at Sportscom. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, where you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
Ooh.
You know what I forgot today? It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo woo.
He doesn't ever play the camel anymore. He just plays us.
I know. What happened there?
That's better.
You feel a whole lot better about today, don't you? Oh, man, all I can think about is blackberry cobbler ice cream from Blue Bell.
All I can think about is his lackluster performance on the Dad Joke of the Day this week. Let's see if he can make a comeback.
Yeah, that was 2 days in a row.
Yeah, two stinkers.
Is it Thursday yet?
Yesterday really should have been a thumbs down.
Yeah, it really should have. Yeah. But go ahead. We're going to try to pump you up here. Go ahead.
How are you?
Try one.
Okay, boy. Thanks for the pep talk. You know, vaping's weird. You walk past a group of dudes, look like gangsters, and smell like strawberry muffins.
Go ahead, because I didn't even listen to it.
What are we even doing here?
6:41.
CBS News Brief. Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late-night talk show nearly a week after Disney suspended him over his comments about the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk.
I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. Ever.
After meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky at the UN, President Trump says he now believes with support from the EU, Ukraine can fight and win back all of its land. As for Russia,
3.5 years and they've gotten that so far.
So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight too. And they've proven that. Maybe it's a it could be that Russia's a paper tiger.
The Kremlin rejected that claim today. Desperate move by President Trump's would-be attacker at his golf course in Florida. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Ryan Ruth, who had just been found guilty of trying to assassinate then-presidential candidate Donald Trump, put a pen to his neck in an attempt to stab himself.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A nearly two-year investigation into fentanyl trafficking has rocked Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, resulting in the indictment of 33 individuals connected to a deadly drug and firearms operation. Sparked by a Murfreesboro man's fatal overdose in late 2023, the probe was led by Murfreesboro Police and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, with support from Smyrna Police and other agencies. Authorities uncovered a massive drug network operating between Nashville and Murfreesboro, seizing over 15 pounds of fentanyl, enough to kill more than 3 million people. Along those charged were Keith Denton, Michael Denton, and Joby Elliott, all facing second-degree murder. Investigators also intercepted planned violent crimes, preventing a potential homicide in early 2025. The operation is considered one of Middle Tennessee's most significant fentanyl crackdowns. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a different kind of high-stakes challenge is underway. Students at Laverne High School were stunned as racing legend Scott Parker surprised them with a unique mission: build a flat-track motorcycle from the ground up in 174 school days. Part of Northern Tool and Equipment's Legends Build initiative, the project immerses students in motorsports, engineering, and craftsmanship, with support from icons like Chris Carr and Kyle Petty, and backing from Nissan North America and Motlow State, the effort showcases Rutherford County Schools' commitment to career readiness. The completed bike will be raced, then auctioned off to benefit trade education and nonprofit causes. A powerful ride with a powerful purpose. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor, you visit urgent care over and over again, and it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know, let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Rain and storms are helping to make a dent in drought conditions around the state, but stay alert to flash flooding hazards today. Forecasters say showers are possible across most of the state for the day. Several areas received flash flood warnings overnight, but no serious damage was reported, according to the National Weather Service in Nashville. Stay with this local station for weather alerts around the clock. The Memphis-Shelby County School System is exploring the possibility of closing at least four schools following a consolidation and maintenance plan. Last year, the system began taking a closer look at buildings to determine whether some schools should be closed or consolidated. It was the first time in a decade that the school district had conducted a top-to-bottom assessment of all 200 Memphis-Shelby County schools. The school system has accumulated nearly $1 billion in deferred maintenance, aging infrastructure, and air conditioning problems. Another meeting will be held on the plan this Friday. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
One of the state's fastest growing counties is working to decide what their future will look like, and they're looking for community input. The Master Land Use Plan, known as Plan Wilson, will be a guided vision on community growth in Wilson County for the next 15 years. The final draft of the plan will be revealed this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 at the Cumberland University Alumni Hall. The meeting will answer residents' questions about how neighbors want to see their community developed and how much commercial or residential growth they will want to see. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Just motoring along on a Wednesday. I have no comment on the dad joke of the day. I'm sorry. I think Dalton will have to score it.
We view. I'm going to give it a thumbs up because of your comment after the joke.
Wow.
That whole segment together, I'm giving a thumbs up.
Listen to that, Brian. I was an accomplice.
It was very funny with
that.
Are
you sure you want to be associated?
When you came in and said, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
I did.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. So that
was
good.
It was cute. Mm. Do you think that's a good description of that joke? It was cute?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It just kind of felt like a comment. There was no punchline, really.
Well, he got a thumbs up. So
yeah,
he's already looking at his phone. He doesn't care.
He's checked out.
All right. You have for us a list of some weird history
facts.
Just
some weird history facts. Things you wouldn't really think about.
This is probably, you're better than at this than anybody, probably.
This is a segment we did a while back, and it went over well. So
is it okay for us to disagree with anything you say here?
Well, these are facts.
Okay, well, so Brian,
is that ever the case?
Brian may disagree with those
these
facts.
These are things. Grover Cleveland, former president of the United States, he was born in 1837, died in 1908. He is the earliest U.S. president with a grandchild who was still alive today.
Oh, wow.
So, earlier than
so
him.
So he died in
no
when?
Grandchildren. He's 1908. And he has a grandchild who's still alive.
A grandchild, okay.
The current Disney CEO, Bob Iger, is 74 years old, and he's only 8 years younger than the former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner, who was CEO from 1984 to 2005.
And Michael Iger came back, didn't he?
Bob Iger, yes.
Bob Iger, excuse me.
He returned.
All right.
And he's only 8 years younger than Michael Eisner. So, let's see here. No, Michael Eisner came back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he came back. Anyway, the first iPod. So, you just threw away your iPod. The first iPod was called the iPod Classic. It was released in October 23rd of 2001, meaning that no iPod ever went through the World Trade Center. Because the first iPod was released after the World Trade
they
Center
were
collapse.
Pretty neat little things. They were pretty neat little gizmos.
I like the last one that had the icons and stuff.
You know, you
the
could
touch.
Use them to be a DJ, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they would have been real nice if they liked your music.
True. You know? Or you'd put music on it if you could play for that.
Dick Van Dyke is the only Hollywood actor to be born before Queen Elizabeth that is still alive. So he was born before Queen Elizabeth was. And
he's going to be 100 this year, isn't he?
I think that's right.
Yeah. He was born on December 13th, 1925.
You know, like his son's like 75.
What December you said?
December.
So he'll be 100 in December.
Yep. His son is like 75.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The oldest woman living in France, she was born in 1904. Or no, I'm sorry. The oldest woman who's living in France has a husband who passed away over 80 years ago.
Okay.
So she's still alive, and she had a husband who died 80 years ago.
It's a weird history fact.
Must have been like right after they got married.
Probably so.
She's 80, or if she's 100 and it was 80 years ago, they'd had to been in their 20s. Couldn't have been married long.
There were at least five people who were older than Adolf Hitler who were alive during the September 11th attacks.
Wow, where do you think about
those?
Stuff?
Yeah. You think about those as two completely separate events, but there are people who lived through both World War II and the September 11th attacks. The last Mayan city-state, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name, but the last Mayan city-state fell over 200 years after Columbus discovered the Americas, but only 1 year before the steam engine was invented.
Weird.
Would you like me to say it again, or you got it?
No, I got it.
You got it. Okay.
One more.
Let's see. Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce, who passed away, never had a chance to watch any TV show on Disney Plus because Disney Plus came out on November 12th, 2019, and he passed away on July 6th, 2019.
Ooh, that's sad.
Yep.
It sure is. All right, thank you, Dalton. It's time for, excuse me, birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
On September 24th in 1755, John Marshall, the fourth Chief Justice of the United States, was born. 1896, F. Scott Fitzgerald, American author of The Great Gatsby. That was on one of your trivia questions the other day.
Yeah, I didn't get it right.
1936, Jim Henson, American puppeteer, artist, screenwriter, and filmmaker, died in 1990, creator of The Muppets.
There's so many songs about rainbows. And what's on the other side?
In 1941, Linda McCartney, American photographer and musician, and first wife of Paul McCartney, born in New York City. 1948, Phil Hartman, Canadian-American actor. He was in Pee-wee's Playhouse and Saturday Night Live.
He was also in the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Jingle All the Way.
It was a good movie. He was great in it, too.
He was great in that movie.
And in... a TV show called Radio.
That's right, yeah. Star of that, and tragically died. 1973, Eddie George, American College Football Hall of Fame running back, Heisman Trophy winner from the Tennessee Oilers and Tennessee Titans. And our local birthdays today, Rebecca Watkins, James Wade, Tom Bryant, Virginia Lovelett, and Michelle Goff.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday, get them into us, 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Can't beat that Slick Pig banana pudding, that's
hard
for
to
sure.
Beat.
6:55 is our time. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms, lows drop to 67. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect, fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier here in the last few minutes through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic leaving Wilson County down I-40 westbound right now. Headed through Hermitage on into Donelson. Starting to build pretty good westbound. Vietnam vets leaving Hendersonville as you work your way past New Shekel Island. All that traffic making its way down to Vietnam vets towards Conference Drive right now. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Shop and save. Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
It was probably the most disturbing movie of the summer, and now there's a prequel for that.
This is where the story really starts.
Yikes. Weapons director Zach Cregger confirmed to Fangoria magazine that a prequel is in development that would focus on the character of Aunt Gladys, played by Amy Madigan. Weapons was a surprise hit that hauled in $260 million globally. Dust off those red swim trunks. Baywatch is coming back. The signature 90s show getting a series order from Fox for 2026. I know, roll your eyes, but the OG Baywatch with David Hasselhoff was one of the biggest shows in the world, airing in over 200 countries. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. We've got to say goodbye, though, but only for about 13 minutes. As we've got news coming up at the top of the hour, and we've got hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We've got Diane Turnham as today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all she does for MTSU Athletics and being a wonderfully generous person. Diane Turnham's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you were someone you, or if you would like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, really easy to do that. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Similar process rather for birthdays, 615-893-1450. Call or text WGNSradio.com/birthday to get those in so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
All right, friends, the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and they are open. Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. One-of-a-kind statement pieces, name brand jeans, unbeatable prices, spick and span store, unique treasures. They've got it all at America's Thrift on Dr. MLK Junior Boulevard. Stop on in today.
Hey, go by and get you some britches.
Yep.
That'll be good. 7 o'clock's our time.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Jimmy Kimmel returns.
As I was saying before I was interrupted.
President's Ukraine reversal.
I really do feel that way. Let him get that land back.
Would-be Trump assassin found guilty.
It took just over 2 hours for the Florida jury to reach its verdict.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Jimmy Kimmel was back on late-night TV last night, nearly a week after Disney suspended him. A move at the time that was applauded by President Trump and denounced by free speech advocates. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Greeted by chants and a lengthy standing ovation, it was a triumphant return for late-night host Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm happy to be here tonight with you.
An emotional Kimmel took the stage for the first time since his nearly week-long suspension following comments he made about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
That it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it.
In his monologue, Kimmel took aim at his critics, saying he felt lucky to live in a country where he could speak freely.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this. And thanks.
Two major station groups, Sinclair and Nexstar, said they would not air Kimmel's program on Tuesday. They represent about a quarter of ABC affiliates.
Internet searches for how to cancel Disney Plus and Hulu were said to have spiked after Kimmel was suspended. Disney yesterday announced a streaming price increase. Well, President Trump has shifted his stance on the Russia-Ukraine war, as we hear from CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump expressed fresh optimism Tuesday over Ukraine's efforts in the war against Russia.
The other side can fight too, and they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
Following his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the president posted he thinks Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
I really do feel that way. Let them get their land back.
Zelensky said he was surprised by the comments after Trump's previous remarks about giving up territory.
He showed that he wants to support Ukraine to the very end.
And Trump had a pointed response after recent Russian incursions into NATO airspace.
Do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
President Trump says justice was served after a Florida jury convicted Ryan Ruth of plotting to kill him last year. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The 59-year-old who represented himself at trial was found guilty on all five counts, including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate and assaulting a federal officer. Moments after the verdict, a stunning scene occurred when Ruth appeared to try to stab himself in the neck using a pen that was on his desk. He was subdued by U.S. Marshals and taken into custody. Ruth was arrested in September 2024 after fleeing Trump's Florida golf course. A Secret Service agent testified he spotted Ruth's face and the barrel of a semi-automatic weapon in the bushes near the sixth hole, while Trump was on the fifth hole. The agent said Ruth aimed his gun at him, so the agent opened fire. During the trial, prosecutors showed evidence Ruth's DNA was found on the gun, and they showed a letter written by Ruth in which he touts, "This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I'm sorry I failed you."
CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us pregnant women and doctors are dealing with the fallout from the Trump administration claim that Tylenol is linked to a risk of autism.
Critics, including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, said the announcement, quote, affects the health and well-being of millions of people without the backing of reliable data.
The messaging of tough it out is something that, unfortunately, we have said to women in healthcare in this country for far too long.
Dr. Lucky Seacon is an OBGYN and fertility doctor in New York City and a mother of two.
Should the American people be listening to their medical doctors, or should they be listening to the President of the United States?
I feel surprised that we're at a place right now in the timeline where we are even confronted with that type of a decision.
If left untreated, doctors say high fever or severe pain can cause more harm to the mother or fetus than the drug itself.
Overseas, CBS's Anna Corrin has more on the major storm pounding East Asia.
With a ferocity not witnessed in Hong Kong for years, Super Typhoon Ragasa pummeled the city this morning, bringing hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, and a storm surge that left a trail of destruction. In southern China, hundreds of thousands of people evacuated from low-lying areas as what's been dubbed the King of Storms lashed the coastline.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Democrats have gained an open seat in the House of Representatives. Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva was picked by voters to succeed her late father and will serve the final 15 months of his term. On the Health Watch, a new study finds certain kinds of produce can increase the levels of pesticides in our bodies.
The Environmental Working Group studied dozens of fruits and vegetables. Those with higher levels of pesticides include
spinach or strawberries, different stone fruits, sort of like apples and nectarines.
Study co-author Alexis Temkin says the EPA sets pesticide limits for individual fruits and vegetables, but people often eat more than one together.
People are certainly not exposed to one chemical or one pesticide at a time in isolation.
Temkin says the best way to stay safe is to buy more organic produce. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Major League Baseball's competition committee has approved the use of the automated ball strike system for challenges of human-made calls in the major leagues for next season. Mike Axisa is a CBS Sports baseball writer.
By and large, it's been overwhelmingly positive. Fans seem to like it. The league itself likes it. Players, if you can kind of get them to speak off the record, they'll tell you they kind of like it too. You know, I don't think anybody is ready or even wants a fully automated strike zone. That's a big step. I don't think anyone's ready to take.
The nonpartisan group planning the nation's 250th birthday celebrations has fired its Trump-appointed executive director for what's been termed breaches of authority and trust. 25-year-old Ari Abergel, a former Fox News producer, called the allegations of misconduct malicious lies. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows drop to 67. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a wreck in Bellevue. It's 40 eastbound near McCroy Lane. There's a lot of volume trying to get through there right now. Coming in from Kingston Springs, Dixon County, again here in Bellevue, West Nashville. On 40 eastbound in McCroy Lane as they clean up this crash. It's increased even more down I-40 through the Mount Julian area. All that traffic leaving Wilson County headed towards Hermitage. This time of the morning, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends, welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew on a hump day.
Hump day?
It is hump day, Wednesday, September 24th, episode 1749 of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and they are now open. That is right. Today, they're open. Go on by. Visit America's Thrift, MLK Junior Boulevard at Middle Dalton, Tennessee.
Tell them Dalton sent you.
Who?
That's what they'll say. It'll be funny, though, if a bunch of people go into America's Thrift Store and say, hey, Dalton sent me. That'll be funny.
Got to go on over quick, though. We've got, 10 days until fall break. So fall break is upon us. Oakland is at Blackman this Friday night on State Farm Prep Football.
The Highway 96 Bowl.
WGNS and Big G TV.
I'm going to make it a thing.
I don't like the bowl part.
Why?
It's not a bowl.
Well.
Bowl says postseason.
Okay, what would you call it?
The Highway 96 rivalry.
The Battle of 96.
Battle of 96, yeah.
That's fun because it sounds like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like the that's good. The Battle of 96. I'm sorry. My bad.
Or the Battle of Highway 96. It's just the battle.
Yeah. They call that.
Get it right, Dalton, if you're going to come up with ideas.
The Battle of Highway.
You're the one who added bowl to it. I just like the way it sounded.
Rockvale and Eagleville's rivalry.
Why do you always come back on me? Why?
You were coming down on me.
No, I was going after him.
I'm going to quit.
The Eagleville and Rockvale rivalry is the battle for Highway 99, I think they call it.
Yeah.
They play in basketball some.
I like the Battle of 96. That's got a good ring to it.
But then you
got to
do Smyrna Rockvale. I mean, you know, Battle of one, you know.
Smyrna Laverne. Kind of call that the Battle of North Rutherford County, but they got Siegel there.
They've all got names.
The Battle of North, of the Battle Up North. There you go. The Battle Up North.
The
Clash.
Smyrna.
The Northern Clash.
The Clash of Highway 96. That's not bad.
Smyrna and Stewart's Creek play for the Mayor's Cup.
See, and I said yesterday, I'm like, they've all got names. And he's like, well, they don't really.
They don't all. I mean, they call it the Mayor's Cup because they give a trophy, but. I mean,
I think we need it. It's got to have a name, and we named it. This is what I'm here for.
Blackman Laverne doesn't have a name. Blackman Siegel doesn't have.
Well,
a
Blackman
name.
Laverne is not as big of like a rivalry. I feel like Oakland Blackman over the last several years has become
Laverne,
a pretty
Blackman,
big rivalry.
North, the Battle of North and South.
Hmm.
Oh, the Civil War.
But that was
my
point.
I think you'd have to call that like the Battle of Sam Ridley Parkway because they're both on the same road almost. It's just one's on one end of the loop, the other's on the south end of the loop. Yeah,
true. I just think over the last several years, we've seen Oakland Blackman has become a pretty big rivalry for the school and for the students. And so at that point, it might as well have a name.
You know what's going to be interesting? In basketball, that won't even be a district game anymore. Blackman and Oakland.
Yeah, no.
Because, and in baseball, because Blackman's in the district with Smyrna, Stewart's Creek, and Laverne.
Oh, yeah, they didn't change that, did they, in baseball?
No. So, it'll be a different district. It's also,
why do we have to have a name? Why? Why do we have to have a name?
I don't know.
I was just trying to come up with a segment yesterday.
No, I mean, no, I think your idea is good to come up with names, but.
Then you got to remember them.
Yeah, I was just like.
So,
Brian can't even remember what my hours are.
I will say, when I was in high school, it's nice to have a name for something like that. It kind of like fires you up.
MTSU's playing Kennesaw State Saturday. It'll be here on the station at 3:30. And also Vanderbilt, Utah State. It's a Vanderbilt home game.
Well, he was still in the open. I didn't even realize it.
Tennessee goes to Ole Miss, and the Titans are at Houston. That does bring up something interesting. I heard a conversation. You and I talked about this a little bit last week, and I think people are thoroughly confused about the change that could that will happen with the playoffs this year. So the first round will not look any different of the playoffs. We'll still play those teams to the east. But the second round of the playoffs, they put you in what they are calling pods, I think. So one pod might be Maryville and Kingsport Dobbins Bennett. Well, in the second round, if you're in the same pod with, let's say, you know, Oakland and Blackman, whoever wins that Oakland-Blackman game would play whoever wins that Maryville-Dobbins-Bennett game in the second round. And what that means is, instead of what we've had happen the last number of years, is two Rutherford County teams have played in the quarterfinals for a spot in the semifinals to either host Maryville or go to Maryville. But now it could be two Rutherford County teams in the semifinals because you're going to meet those teams in the other part of the bracket earlier. So that is one of the big changes that's been made in high school football for this year. I think that's okay. I mean, it does give teams who don't advance as far a chance to play someone else because we're always seemingly playing all Rutherford County after the first round.
Right.
I mean, it's very rare that we haven't. And we've had a team in the semifinals 31 out of the last 32 years. So, but I think those could make for some interesting matchups and teams.
Just different. Just something different.
Like last year, the quarterfinal matchup would have been Riverdale and Maryville playing and then Oakland playing someone else. And then the winners of those two, and it could have been Riverdale and Oakland playing in the semifinals instead of the quarterfinals. So it's one more round further and that kind of thing, but it should be interesting.
More deserving for people that deserve to be in the semifinals anyway.
Well, and I think a little shakeup. You know, it's been this way for a little bit, and so anyway, just thought that was interesting. But there's going to be some confusion when we start talking playoffs here next month for sure. Speaking of sports news, we've got that coming up, and then random questions as we continue the Wake Up Crew on a hump day.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The New York Yankees clinched a playoff berth, getting two runs bottom of the ninth to beat the White Sox 3-2, and the Yanks in the AL East division are just a game back of the first-place Blue Jays, who lost at home 4-1 to Boston. The New York Mets got a two-run homer top of the eighth and won 9-7 at the Cubs, who've lost five straight. The Mets lead the Reds by one game for the final NL wildcard spot. Cincinnati's five-game winning streak ended with a loss at home 4-2 to Pittsburgh. St. Louis sent San Francisco to another defeat, 9-8 with two runs in the ninth. The Padres shut out Milwaukee 7-0, and the Pods are just a game and a half back at first place LA in the NL West. The Dodgers were beaten, giving up two runs bottom of the ninth at Arizona, 5-4 Diamondbacks. Seattle won its fifth straight, clinching a playoff berth, 4-3 over Colorado with a three-run double bottom of the eighth. Houston lost. Cleveland beat Detroit 5-2. Those two tied for first in the AL Central.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day.
my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor, you visit urgent care over and over again, and it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know, let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722 on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And we have questions for both Brian and Dalton today. We'll start with Dalton. The first question for you, my man. How low into the red will you let your fuel gauge go before you fill up?
Oh, gas lights on for a day or so before I'm at the gas station.
Brian, would you do that?
So mine tells me destination's till empty.
What?
So I have the mileage till empty instead of the light coming on anymore. But once it gets down past 40, there's no number. So that worries me.
Yeah.
So under 40 miles, it just has dashes, so that's
it's
when
like
I
the
go.
Car telling you, we've done our job.
Yeah,
now you do yours.
That's interesting because Megan's car will tell her, like the other day, she had 10 miles still empty, and it still told her.
Yeah.
So
mine just has.
I haven't gotten that far. The lowest I've gotten is like 48. So I don't know.
See, I go. I go as long as I can, just because I'm busy. It's time to stop at the gas station and pump the gas and whatever. And I got a big tank in the truck, so it takes a while to fill up. So,
what cartoons do you still watch today, or do you watch them?
Not many. I don't watch a ton of cartoons.
Do you watch adult cartoons?
Not really.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy?
Do you tear Scotch tape with your teeth?
Ooh. I'll tear just about anything with my teeth if I need to.
No, I have a proper tape dispenser.
But if you don't, what are you going to use?
I won't use Scotch tape.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
Baby fat is sometimes called puppy fat. What would be a cute name for adult fat?
Sometimes if I eat a lot and I'm real bloated and my gut's sticking out, I call it a paunch.
Okay, paunch
fat. That's my paunch.
What do you call it, Brian?
Dog fat.
Dog fat.
Dog fat. That's good, actually. That was creative.
Yeah, I call it Brian. I don't call it anything. You have 1 minute to make something out of an empty shoebox. What will you make?
An upside down shoebox. I've only got a minute. What do you want me to do?
A race car.
Oh, you got to find wheels. In 1 minute.
Oh, you wheels. cut a hole out of the top, make it a spaceman's helmet. What did you want me to make?
Why did they put me with you guys for this segment? Okay, what donut topping or filling is your absolute favorite?
It's a very basic answer. It's a glazed donut. Any day. I'll take a glazed over all the flavors. Now, I will say, at Donut Country specifically, their Dutch crumb is top-notch.
Mine is Boston cream pie in the middle.
So it's supposed to be filled?
Filled or top.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Bavarian cream.
Yeah, that's mine.
But
yeah.
Not with the chocolate on top.
Who glazed Bavarian glazed, cream?
Yeah, now that is their best. Yeah, I agree with that. I would go with that. I didn't know he even knew about them. I don't know why we don't get them on Saturdays. Okay, how do you respond to unwanted advice?
Ignore it. I humor people. Megan does not. She'll tell you. She said, I don't care what you say. But I humor it. Like, I'll take the advice and I'll say thank you, and then I will never do it.
Kind of the way she looks at decor. And I was like, well, that doesn't go there.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very, like...
Matter of fact.
Yes. I mean, what about you on wanted advice?
I don't listen.
He won't even humor you either. He'll just quit. You can tell he's not listening.
He's out, yeah.
He just grabs his phone and...
Oh, yeah, he's terrible. I mean, he's the worst. Yeah. Because you can tell, like...
Or he'll tell you, he'll say, that'll never work.
He's a little nicer to me about it, but it's like he just won't answer you one way or the other. He won't say anything. That's a stupid question. Have you ever drawn the short straw? What did you have to do? Ever draw straws for anything?
Well, I'm here.
Okay, we'll just pass on.
Same.
Do you agree with the ban on? Never mind. Who is the most annoying, cheerful person you know? Annoyingly cheerful. Ooh, be careful here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to abstain from this question. Because I have an answer, but I don't want to say it on the air.
Well, they're a good person. They're a nice person.
Yeah.
But
they're annoying.
Okay. What was the worst punishment you received for misbehaving as a child?
All of them.
Oh, poor baby.
Worst thing that ever happened is I got whooped because Bobby left the gate open.
Yeah, there we go. The old gate story.
Bobby left the gate open, and I got whooped for it because he said I was lying, and I wasn't.
Did she ever confess?
Yes. It was like Christmas last year.
Did you spank her after she confessed?
She was 21 years old, no?
Grown.
Wow. That was terrible. You didn't believe your own son.
No, I didn't.
But you had no proof.
They were both saying they didn't do it, and the proof was the gate was open. So it had to be one of the two. I had a 50-50 chance.
Should have paddled both of them. Should have spanked both of them.
I had a 50-50
shot. He never
whooped
that. Bobby.
I had a 50. You could have paddled both of them. You could have spanked both of them.
He never whooped Bobby.
You don't
Bobby.
Want to come up? Yeah.
Oh,
random questions.
Right. Never.
Over and out.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30 on this Wednesday morning, September 24th on The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And a happy birthday today to Rebecca Watkins, James Wade, Tom Bryant, Virginia Lavalette, and Michelle Goff. Brian, we could use a few more names.
Well, we could, and if you want to add names to the list, if you've called this morning, let me make this clear. We've got it. If you've texted, if you've emailed, we're putting all that together. But if you want to get them in for today, you have to call or text 615-893-1450, but now's your time to get them in. 615-893-1450 on the Wake Up Crew. And we're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, which is now open on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Discover a clean, organized store, thousands of new items every single day, and up to 70% off name brands. AmericasThrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows drop to 67. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. We've got a couple of wrecks out here. It's slow go, 840 westbound, coming past Elmaville as you leave Rutherford County headed towards Williamson. It's also running a little bit heavy on 40 westbound here at Spence Lane. All that traffic coming through Hermitage Donaldson right now as it continues to build down from the north on 65 southbound down through Millersville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro recently welcomed New York Times columnist and PBS contributor David Brooks for its annual Constitution Day observance. Hosted at Tucker Theater and organized by MTSU's American Democracy Project, the event brought students, faculty, and community members together for a thought-provoking panel titled, We the People, the Place of U.S. Constitution in Students' Everyday Spaces. Brooks joined student panelists to discuss civic responsibility, institutional trust, and the Constitution's modern-day relevance, calling the current period a moral convulsion. Brooks noted a reoccurring American cycle of disillusionment followed by reform. The conversation encouraged students in Murfreesboro and throughout Rutherford County to critically examine how constitutional values intersect with their own lives. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals has affirmed the 124-year sentence of Christopher Allen Ayote, a Davidson County man convicted of multiple heinous child sex crimes. Ayote pled guilty in May of 2024 to charges including rape of a child, aggravated sexual battery, and possession of over 100 images of child sexual abuse. Investigators uncovered disturbing materials that he both collected and created, involving multiple victims across several years. On appeal, Ayote challenged his offender classification and the trial court's decision to impose consecutive sentences. However, the court found his objections waived and the trial judge's decision within legal bounds. The sentence, which Ayote must serve at 100%, remains in place, concluding in the year 2146. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that, comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. Our time's 7:35, and it's time to play Family Feud. And this morning, we're going to be playing against Tiago.
Tiago, probably.
Tiago, something like that. We ask 100 women, I wish I had the key to my boyfriend's blank.
Gotta be heart.
Well, let's see. That is on there.
Oh.
House.
Let's see if house is there. That's the number one answer.
Car.
Probably car, yeah.
And now one more. And Diego is really struggling over there.
One more. Key to my boyfriend's office? Like work?
Yeah.
Is office there? No, afraid not.
I really thought that would be on there.
Key to my boyfriend's blank.
It's going to be something dirty, isn't it?
Well, we'll see. As the time is winding down, Diego only got one more. So here we go. What is the final answer on the board? Safe.
Oh. That should have known.
Like bank lockbox. All right. So we smoked him the first round. Let's go to round number two here and double points. The question, name something on you or about you that's off center.
Nose, maybe? Like my nose is off center?
Well, yeah, you can try it.
Ooh, number one answer.
Wow.
Off center.
Necklace.
Necklace? I always spell necklace wrong.
L-A-C-E.
Off center.
Legs. One's tighter than the other. Oh, God, don't let me say anymore.
Legs.
I'm wondering, you had nose, eyes?
Wow.
If we get any more wrong, we start to lose points.
That's true.
So unless we're just certain. But we're losing this round.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, but we killed him in the first one.
That's true. But it's double points.
Well, too late. Let's see what the answers are.
We're just coasting. We're not even playing.
Mind, brain, tie, ears, sense of humor, hair.
Well, I was kind of close with necklace.
Yeah.
It'd be like tie.
Yeah.
They should have given us that
Well, that really made things tight here as we go to the final round, triple points, and the question. Tell me something that gets stuck in a tree.
Cat.
Yeah.
Cat stuck in a tree.
That's going to be the number one answer there.
I'm going to say a kite.
Yeah.
Kites get stuck in trees. What else gets stuck in a tree?
I was going to say toilet paper, but that might not be, you know, like when you roll a yard.
I'll put it.
Well, that's an interesting answer.
No. Shut up.
Well, no, I mean, that's true.
Like a ball? Like a ball gets stuck in a tree? Nope.
Really?
These are hard questions today. All right, get stuck in a tree.
There was a balloon that was stuck in our tree forever. One of those helium balloons.
Yeah. Went by actual balloon? By history.
One more. Balloon, kite. People? Like kids?
Yeah. Try kids.
No. I really thought that'd be on there.
Well, let's see what
we
this
are going
one.
To win, however. By the hair of our chinny chin chin.
Frisbee.
They should have counted ball.
Frisbee wouldn't.
Well, we did win. That makes us fast money round time.
Aren't we undefeated in this game?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Name the most exciting thing to shop for.
Car.
Name something a mother of eight needs a lot of.
Sleep.
Name something people keep putting off.
Work.
Name something that gets shredded.
Paper.
Name a place kids like to hide.
Closet.
Well, let's check the answers here. Most exciting to shop for, car. Something a mother of eight needs more of, patience. People put off work, paying bills or taxes. Shredded paper, number one answer. And kids hide where? Under the bed was the number one answer, but still had a lot of points there. And a winner, winner, chicken dinner on Family Feud.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor, you visit urgent care over and over again, and it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here to wrap up The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open on MLK Jr. Boulevard. Don't forget our good neighbor of the day today. That's Diane Turnham. She is the good neighbor for all she does for MTSU Athletics and just being a wonderfully generous person. Diane Turnham, recipient today of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. Congratulations to Diane and thanks to Ryan Flowers for their awesome work. Helping us out for decades, helping to highlight local people in our community. We do it every weekday, so you can send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get in your good neighbor to us here at WGNS, and we'll take care of the rest. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free... That's right, free My MTE app. Track usage, pay bills, report outages anytime. That's Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, vaping is weird. You walk past a group of dudes who look like gangsters, but smell like strawberry muffins.
Replay.
Oh. We abstained from that
one. Yes, we did. So it's like you never even did it.
Yeah, it didn't even count.
Well, the people that count know that it happened.
Who, Alan?
The thousands listening right now.
Oh.
Thousands.
What have we learned?
That's a little generous imagination.
Alan will only be one. Yeah. We talked about weird history facts.
We did.
We won Family Feud again.
Undefeated champion.
We went over some interesting random questions.
Great set of random questions today, John.
You really
did a great job, I thought.
We talked about...
I gave it a 5.
That's a pretty good score. Out of 5.
Out of 10.
Oh, he's rating your random questions now. He's gotten real desperate.
Well, you know, most of it depends on the answers.
That's true, and I try to always have an answer.
He just looks at me.
Boy, don't you.
He just, I don't.
That is, it's a talk show. That's what I'm going to start saying.
Can we say jerk on the air? I guess I have. I've done it.
You just
I've
did
done
it now.
100 times.
He's got a soundbite on his machine of me saying it.
I do.
Kiss my grits.
Did you all learn anything today? Did y'all, you know, I mean, I got all the notes.
I mean, you
down.
you hit the big ones.
I don't have a beep over here, so I can't tell you what I learned.
Oh. Beep. Do I have to go Friday night with him? Do I really? Do I have to go? It is over Blackman. It's not very far, so I'll probably go, I guess. Maybe it won't be 112 in the booth.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
It's getting that time of year where it's at night, it's cooling down a little bit.
You know, speaking of that, I went to a volleyball game the other night, and it was 92 degrees when I went in the gym. Well, it lasted longer. They had an eighth grade soccer night. And so it was a little late getting back out. When I walked back out in the car, it was like 70.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It really does drop.
The hardest time of year because you wake up in the morning and you got to wear a sweater, and then it's too hot for the sweater come afternoon.
Just give me a good old T-shirt until probably January.
I've been into long sleeve T-shirts this year.
Yeah, I'm into
that
too.
I'm a big fan. Walmart's got a Wrangler long sleeve T-shirt. It's very thick material.
That's kind of the thing that takes care of everything, you know, like with this kind of weather. You don't burn up with it on, but you stay a little bit warmer at night.
And I get them real big. I get like a 3X. Yeah. Like they're huge, so they're not real tight, and you know they don't
roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like it.
I think John's a fan of our autumn song today from the Kinks. It's all part of my autumn almanac. Autumn Almanac.
Yeah, well, big fan.
We've got two more songs about autumn. Yes, it's my autumn almanac. Coming up on Thursday and Friday's Wake Up Crew. Hope you'll join us then. We'll see you back here next time.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms, lows drop to 67, and then still a chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs approaching 81. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get